CBS News, this is Paul Lockwood. There's been a derailment involving Amtrak's night.
Good morning, good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning, good morning.
Boone and Erickson talking about the Oreck XL vacuum cleaner.
I have a brand new one right here, Charlie. We're ready to demonstrate. Look at this. It's solid. Watch me. I'll just drop it down the floor. Nothing happens.
Look how lightweight it is.
Watch. I'll
start it up. Start it up. Hear that?
6:13, 32 degrees, hardly any wind at all. Let's check the details. Now, CCO weather brought to you by the Sheraton Airport Hotel. Here is Bill Anderson. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, guys. In a nutshell, we have more cool weather.
Jonathan Winters joining us at 9 o'clock, a little after 9 o'clock news.
Former Vice President Fritz Mondale with us today. Next week on Wednesday, we will have Governor Elmer L. Anderson, former governor of Minnesota.
Well, he and I worked together for years. He was governor.
It's Eric Escala
News.
Brought to you by Country Hearth Bread. All natural, made fresh right here in CCO land. And now, Eric Escala.
The latest North Star poll has good news for Senator David Durenberger. And Roger Strom with the morning markets. I suppose a little rain could help the farmers as well.
Yeah, a lot of rain could help us out this year.
Yeah.
A lot of concern about the growing supply of frozen pork bellies. For those that don't know, that's bacon. The premium...
Say, Eric, did you hear about this yuppie guy who was driving his BMW on a mountain road?
I did not, but maybe you could share it with the whole class.
Well, he was driving too fast and the car went over the cliff. He was thrown clear, but his arm was cut off. And there he was standing on this mountain road, and he, you know, he wasn't thinking about his arm at all. He saw his BMW, you know, like you and most yuppies, very concerned with material things. And he's crying. He says, my BMW, what am I going to do? Just then another motorist comes along, stops to help the yuppie, says, forget the car, man, it's only a car, look at your arm. So he looks at his severed arm and says, oh, no! My Rolex!
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Mountain Grown Folgers Coffee. I'm Charles Osgood, CBS News. There's a power play going on in Panama.
Boone and Erickson on CCO Radio, and we have sports brought to you by United Airlines, and Ted Robinson's here this morning.
Yesterday, the Vikings finished up their draft, and they went all defense.
And Sid Hartman's with us, sports editor of the Star Tribune.
Somebody wants to know, Sid Hartman, about, they know you're a Smalley fan. What's the latest? Has that deal been completed?
I've watched the Yankees now for the last three, 4 days. Been with Billy Martin.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. Inflation is stirring again.
Good morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The Polish government has forcibly broken...
A CCO traffic update now, brought to you by WCCO Radio and the Star Tribune. Come in, Dean
Spratt. Alrighty, let's go first right to the air, John Lindell.
Highway 10 eastbound at County Road H2, an accident. Move now to the left shoulder.
Good morning, neighbor. This is Dick Chapman again with the Morning Almanac. On this day in history, it was 1970 when all seven Chicago 7 defendants... When today's WCCO Radio good neighbor joined the Maple Lake Fire Department, he probably didn't know his commitment...
Turn to a...